This engine from the Nyamasaria Waterworks is pumping muddy water from the Kibosi River. It will be purified and stored until delivery to over 30,000 customers in the peri-urban district of Kisumu East. The company produces an average of 80,000 liters of water per day. Access to clean and safe drinking water has been a scarce commodity to most people in Kisumu, Kenya, despite its location next to the world's second largest freshwater lake, Lake Victoria. Most people in the city cannot verify the cleanliness of the water they purchase from vendors peddling water from the handicarts. They deliver water in 20-liter plastic containers at the doorstep of their customers. Water deliver is usually the responsibility of the government, but Nyamasaria Waterworks is the country's first privately owned water company and is often cited by the consumers for its efficiency and dependability. Development experts say there could be more non-governmental water pumping and cleansing stations if it were easier for private companies to get grants and loans. Nyamasaria started in 2002 as a small-scale irrigation project for farming tomatoes by Eli Onyando Othong, a banker, and his brother Bernard, a professional clinical health officer. Within 6 years, it was providing clean water to households. But Bernard Othong says the plant is now facing some challenges.
We are experiencing interference with our pipe networks by construction of roads, power outages, real estate developers, and lack of funds for expansion. While awaiting for the completion of the highway road, the company has purchased generators and it is appealing to donors for financial support to expand the pipes to further places.
In the past, residents consumed the water from shallow wells, boreholes, rainfall, streams, or swamps. But today, households can access water from nearby points. At one time, many people did not want to settle in the area because of the lack of a sufficient water supply. But businesswoman Jemima Akinyi Nyakano says that is changed.
The number of newcomers renting homes has increased since the water scarcity problem has been solved. We no longer doubt hygiene and the source of domestic water.
Households with the piped water, retailers, handicarts and drugs are served from 80,000 liter storage tanks. The water is sold at a rate that most people can afford. Joseph Otieno is the plant manager.
Piped households pay an average of $3.6 monthly, when retailers for 20-liter container pay $0.025. Water hawkers pay $0.042 for full handcart loaded with a dozen containers, while 10,000-liter trucks pay $9.15.
Tanker driver Nicholas Lihalwa delivers water to estates, hospitals, factories, and social functions such as funerals, weddings, and public ceremonies.
The delivery charges depends on the distance from the source of water and if the load stays up to the end of the function. Some domestic and industrial consumers have storage tanks at their premises, but those hosting wedding, funeral, graduation, sports or church celebrations may connect pipes and use the water directly from the lorry. Here we charge extra amount of money.
Odhiambo says the plant is licensed by the Kisumu City Public Health Department and given permission to extract the river water by the Water Resources Management Authority. The filtered product is tested and approved for consumption by the Kenya Bureau of Standards. The company manages its financial operations from the earnings it makes, mostly from charging customers for water. The proceeds are used to purchase chemicals for purifying water and to pay the salaries of its employees. Development experts say it is a role model for other entrepreneurs throughout sub-Saharan Africa. Odhiambo says the company works in line with the goals of the United Nations and the government of Kenya to improve access to clean water.
Access to clean water is a goal of Kenya's development program, Vision 2030, and also United Nations Millennium Development Goal number 7, which calls for cutting in half by 2015 the number of people without sustainable access to water and basic sanitation.
Due to accessibility to clean drinking water, there has been a reduction in waterborne diseases in and around Kisumu East. Odhiambo says clean and safe water has reduced bilharzia, fever, cholera, diarrhea, dysentery, and typhoid. There have also been no reported cholera cases in the last 5 years in the area. For VOA Africa, I am Ajanga Hayesi in Kisumu, Kenya.